Unit 7. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. Big.
2. Tide.
3. Bench.
4. Hunt.
5. Clue.
6. Mark.
7. Pace.
8. Heaven.
2. Listen and choose the sentences you hear. 1. Have you been to the south of China?
2. Which way is east?
3. It flies southeast from the sun.
4. He turned left and walked 2 paces north.
3. Choose the sentences which are similar in meaning to the sentences you hear. 1. They will dig until they find the treasure.
2. The water is not deep enough to swim in.
3. She didn't go to bed until 10.
4. He made a picture of the beach.
5. Mark Twain liked to play jokes on others. 4. Listen and write the missing words. Summer is the time for fishing, and fishing is great fun. One day last summer, Father and I started early and walked 6 miles to a clean mountain stream which runs into a deep lake. Father was more excited than I was. We got into the cold water up to our knees and began casting. In 5 minutes, I caught a big fish. By noon, we had caught more than 5 fish and cooked them over a campfire. 5. Listen and choose the correct answers. Sally Jones is 5 years old. She goes to school every day. She paints pictures and brings them home. Sally shows them to her mother. Her mother can't understand.
What is that, Sally? It's a house. And what are these? These are rooms. This room is the kitchen. That's my bedroom. What are those green lines? They are not lines, Mum. They are trees. This tree is in the sky. Is this a plane? It's not a plane, Mum. It's you. You're in the sky, too.
Questions. 1. Does Sally paint pictures at school? 2. What does she do with the pictures? 3. Who is in the sky? 4. What color are the trees in Sally's picture? 5. Sally's mother can't understand her, can she? Unit 8. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. Fun.
2. Feed.
3. Took.
4. Gift.
5. Fully.
6. Falling.
7. Shoulder.
8. Powerful.
2. Listen and choose the correct answers. 1. What can I do for you?
I want to borrow a book history of China.
Question. Where are they talking? 2. Let's see. I'll take the fish soup and some chicken.
I'm not very hungry. Just give me a piece of bread.
Question. Where are they talking? 3. Look at the watch. We'll be late.
The film won't begin until 8:30, only 8 now. It takes only 5 minutes to get to the cinema. There will be plenty of time if we leave at 8:15.
Question. What time will the film begin?
4. Do you have any classes tomorrow, Peter?
No, but I'm going to visit the History Museum with my sister.
Question. What does Peter want to do tomorrow? 5. Why don't you eat your chocolate cake, Tom? Don't you like it?
Yes, I do, but I'm having trouble with my bad tooth.
Question. Why doesn't Tom eat his cake?
3. Listen and write the missing words. Eddie liked music very much when he was at school. But when he went to the university, he decided to study medicine instead of music. After he left the university, he became a doctor. He had to work in a hospital for some time. There, he found a lot of patients were happier if pleasant music was played to them. When Eddie got an office and began to work for himself, he kept his patients happy by having a recorder in his waiting room and playing beautiful music for them. His patients enjoyed it very much. 4. Listen and choose the correct answers. Mrs. Andrews had a very young cat, and it was the cat's first winter. One evening, the cat was playing outside the home when it began to snow heavily. Mrs. Andrews looked for it everywhere, but could not find it. So she called the police and said,
"I've lost a small black cat. Has anybody found it?"
"No, madam," said the policeman at the other end. "But cats are really strong animals. They sometimes live for days in the snow, and when the snow stops or somebody finds them, they are quite okay." Mrs. Andrews felt happier when she heard this.
"And,"
she said,
"our cat is very clever. She almost talks."
The policeman really wanted to put down his telephone, so he said, "Well, why don't you put your telephone down, madam? Perhaps she is trying to call you now."